Good morning, Galway.
I was waiting for...
It is Flirt FM, Galway's...
101.3.
Galway's only alternative. And it is Monday morning. It is 8 a.m. It is the 27th.
It's a bright and sunny day.
And we're here to...
Wake up and smell the coffee, bro.
We're here to wake you up and set your day in motion with some banging tunes, some thrilling chat, and more.
Some crazy times. It's going to be a great, great show. Stick around.
Disclaimer, we're recording this show on Wednesday.
And that's...
Five days early.
Yeah, it's a long time away. So if there's any like major news...
Yeah, I mean, the Oscars just ended about 2 hours ago. So we haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that's confusing. I always get so confused when we talk about that.
So I don't know who won at the Oscars yet. But if Moonlight wins Best Picture, I will be a very wealthy man.
Moonlight?
Yeah.
Is that a movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, a movie at the Oscars, really?
Yeah. Are you serious? Imagine.
What's it about? What does it entail?
It's about a young black gay boy growing up in Miami, and he's played by three different actors.
Oh, like in the hood?
Sort of, but it doesn't feature a lot of the hood stereotypes you'd expect from a Hollywood film.
Yeah, like big speakers and
like
cool
the drug, like the drug dealer character in it is actually a very sensitive character, and you know it kind of subverts a lot of cliches.
Well, maybe that's what they all are like.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well it shows a different side of the story. It's a terrific film. Great music.
Who's
as
the
well.
Cast? What's
Mahershala Ali is.
Don't know.
No, there's nobody famous. Anymore.
Indie film.
Yep.
So you said you some news about Tommy.
So this is the first thing I want to talk about today. So a few weeks ago, my family bought a 12-pack of mini Cadbury chocolate buttons.
What do you mean 12-pack?
Like so basically it was a bag contained
filled with 12 small bags of
chocolate buttons. And inside
a bag with 12 buttons, not
no. Just, and in this bag of 12 bags, there were only 11 bags.
Oh, wait, what?
There was only 11.
Scandal. Scandal at Cadbury.
So what did I do? I wrote a strongly worded
did
email
you really?
To
oh,
the
wow.
Cadbury Corporation.
Like, were you genuinely like
I just,
annoyed or what?
Well,
or
I suspected from things I've heard before that if you complain about this kind of issue, the company do actually make effort to compensate
you. Oh, no, yeah, you can
you.
Do that with Tato.
So,
if you're not satisfied with your Tato, you can send it back.
I wrote a strongly worded email about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the post arrived this morning with a letter. Dear Mr. Wadaly.
Dear Lucian.
Thank you for letting us know about the problem you had recently. You know what? You read it.
Problem.
You read it.
All right. Yeah, it says Wadaly. Okay. Thank you for letting us know about the problem you had recently with Cadbury/buttons. I'm sorry to hear about this. -. It's certainly not the experience we want you to have. Experience. It's a packet of buttons, like. Experience we want you to have. And I can imagine how disappointing this must have been for you. How can they imagine that? It's buttons. In order to maintain consistently high standards, all our products are subject to numerous quality checks. The ingredients and packaging used are carefully selected, and the manufacturing process is strictly controlled, as are the storage conditions of the product until it leaves our care. Like the experience we want you to have—that's so ridiculous. I can imagine how disappointing this must have been. They must think you're like I don't know, insane. You must be fearing for their lives.
The email wasn't even that hysterical.
We do all we... Like, what? Was it angry or was
no,
it
No, it was just sort of, I'm disappointed that the buttons are...
We can imagine. They're probably writing that thing and who is this fool?
They just copy and paste this for everybody.
Yeah, I was thinking. We do all we can to make sure our products reach you in perfect condition. So I'm concerned. Who is it? Is it a certain person? Oh, okay. I'm concerned... Wait, where was I? I'm concerned to hear about your experience. Your complaint has been passed on to our quality team for their information, and your feedback will help us in our program of continuous improvement and to look at ways of preventing this from happening. There's no N.
Yeah.
We do appreciate you bringing this matter to our attention. I'm enclosing a voucher. Oh! I didn't even notice that. A 5-euro voucher. That's amazing. That's so good.
And it can be
you
used...
You made a profit.
It can be used for loads of different products.
How much was the 12-pack of the buttons?
About... 3 euro, I'd say.
You made a profit, boy.
Yeah.
And there you bought them. So you actually
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm sorry that your purchase wasn't up to our normal standard. That's definitely their normal standard. There's no one with bonus because you just eat them.
I bought another one since and it does have 12 packs.
Thank you for Thank you for contacting us. If there's anything else we can help you with, please call us on our free phone number printed above. Yours sincerely, Olga Mark. Consumer Conversations. I can't read anymore.
Consultant. Yeah, so there you go. So I got a €3 voucher, €5 voucher, and it can be used for Milka, Terry's, Toblerone, Cote d'Or, Green and Black's, Dame, The Natural Confectionery Company, Trevor, Hall's, Trident, Dairyly, Lunchables, Cracker Barrel, Mikado, Barney, Lou, and Kraft.
Let me see that. There's Ritz there.
Yeah, Ritz.
How come
they're all owned by the same company?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I only found out like a few years ago, but you know, I still should have known a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time before that Coke. Yes. Owned the Coca-Cola company was actually a thing that owned, they owned like Fanta and Sprite and all that. I didn't know that. I was pretty shocked. I was like, oh, I thought they were all the one.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because I'm a stupid guy with a pizza. Oh yeah, the other day I was at Pizza Napoli, you know Pizza Napoli.
Yeah.
And I kind of stumbled as I fell out the door, so to kind of save myself, there was like a family of like four walking past.
Yeah.
Two parents and two kids. Mm-hmm. And as I fell, I kind of dropped a bit of pepperoni, so I just went, oh, I'm just a dumb guy with a pizza. And then they all laughed. It was really nice. It was really funny.
Good.
Yeah, it was great. So Tommy Holland.
No, we'll do that later. We'll talk about that later. Time for some music now. What's our first song going to be? Classic. This is Outkast with Hey Ya. A classic.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't mess around me.
Cert FM 101.3. 12 p.m. to 4 a.m. weekdays.
I wish I could fly way up to the sky, but I can't.
You can't?
I can't. I wish I could see what folks see in me, but I can't.
You can.
I can't.
Look, Orville.
Yes?
Nothing that you can say will change how I feel today. I know that we're never apart. Now hear what I'm saying, Orville.
Yes?
Who is your very best friend?
You are.
I'm gonna help you, man. Your broken heart.
Thank you. I wish that I had a mummy and dad, but I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I often pretend my sadness will end, but it won't.
It will.
It won't.
Look, Orville.
Yes?
Now that I'm here with you, there's nothing that you can't do. So why don't you make a start and hear what I'm saying, Orville?
Yes?
Who is your very best friend?
You are.
I'm gonna help you mend your broken heart.
So does this mean, although I'm green and not exactly bright, you want to care? Tuck me in at night.
But I'll always be there, Orville.
The other birds laugh and say that I'm daft, and I am.
You're not?
I am. They tease me a lot and call me a clot, and I am.
You're not?
I am.
Look, Orville.
Yes?
Nothing that you can say will change how I feel today. I know that we're never apart. Now hear what I'm saying, Orville.
Yes?
Who is your very best friend?
You are.
I'm gonna help you mend your broken heart.
Thank you. Cause I've got a broken heart, I'm back.
Yes, I know, but I'm gonna help you mend it.
Cause you love me, don't you?
We all love you, Orville.
How much do you love me?
Oh, this much.
As much as that?
Yeah.
Oh, my broken heart.
Welcome back.
The worst song ever recorded.
It's 8:18, and that was Keith Harris and Orville with Orville's Song.
And before that was Mac DeMarco with My Old Man, new song.
Before that was Outkast with Hey Ya. A little bit about Orville's Song. I discovered this because BBC Four, every Thursday and Friday night, they show these old 80s episodes. They show Top of the Pops. They show Top of the Pops from the 1980s. And at one point, Orville's Song was topping the charts, so I got to see this performance.
Well, then that's not really fair to have it voted the worst song ever.
To explain to people, so you what you heard there was a man and a giant bird puppet. The Orville, you know I'm your very best friend. That was the man, Keith Harris. And then the creepy high part was a giant bird who sits on his lap.
Oh, really? I thought the creepy high part was the man.
Is a giant bird who sits on his lap called Orville with a green head, and he wears like a blue tunic, and he's got a big orange
beak.
And
he has tumors in both sides of his face.
He's really... Yeah, he does, yeah.
Like Popeye.
So Keith Harris, it turns out, he passed away about 2 years ago, age 67.
Wait, what is Keith? That's such an unusual name for someone from that time, yeah. Back, isn't it? It is...
But in the obituary here on the Independent, or the Express, it says that Orville's Song, which it describes as a giant green duck wearing a nappy. Oh. I didn't realize he was a duck.
I thought it was like a Tweety bird.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was a duck.
Canary, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, it says here that it was voted the worst song ever recorded.
But that's not a bad song at
all. I think
it's
a really good song.
It's pleasant.
It's quite charming.
Easy listening.
Yeah, I think that the bird's voice is kind of disturbing, but I think the actual song is quite pleasant.
I mean, without the visual aid, maybe that's what kind of influenced it.
Maybe. Are there any other interesting facts about Orville? Germany's top ventriloquist did a German version of the song with his puppet, an entirely different lyrics. In German, the new title was roughly translated as "Where Do Babies Come From?" The singer added that without even knowing it, he'd accidentally written a sex education song.
There you go.
But even worse, to come, in 1992...
Or better.
Orville and Keith produced a rave version, and this landed Orville
You didn't know this?
No, it's landed Orville in hot water. Should we remember that Britain was the country that... Is this available on YouTube? Is this song available? I doubt
it. I remember I tried to make a puppet before, like a ventriloquist puppet.
Yeah.
Didn't. Took me way too long. Like, you know, like getting distracted or whatever. I had to, because it was like a paper mache thing. You know? Yeah, yeah. You know how long that takes.
Let's have a listen to
it. It took me like 6 months to do the head.
Still waiting.
Oh my god, you know that come on thing?
That's in the piano.
That's the piano, yeah. That's from one of those really cheap keyboards.
I'm waiting for Orville to start singing. I assume it's going to come in now.
Yep.
You can.
Ducks can't fly though. Like, it's just such a crude attempt at a duck as well. It's just generic bird. And he has hair like Shane's.
This is aggressively scary. I don't. So in this video, Keith has aged quite a bit. This is from the early 2000s.
I think this is Keith trying to get a little bit more, trying to get a bit of dough in his pocket.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh,
oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, stop. I wish I could fly. 2002 remix.
I've heard enough of this.
So wait, this is a remix?
This is ruining my life.
Is this a remix or is this the original?
No, it's an original. I guess it's an original that they produce. I don't know. That's what it says.
Because a remix is when it's remixed.
Yeah, exactly.
And redone.
Either way, it's scary and I don't like it and I never want to hear it again.
Ooh.
Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about today was we found out a really, really fascinating story about a local hero. It's in the paper today. Let me find
local superhero.
A former slash political fireman. Former election candidate here in Galway, the Tommy Holohan of the Anti-Austerity Alliance. He lives in pretty near to me, not in a car. He's a very, very prominent figure in Galway politics. And there's a story about him in the Galway Independent today, and he's absolutely so cool. Basically, he has been waiting for it to load. basically Tommy has entered the record books. Here we go.
Enter Wu-Tang.
Gully man Tommy Hollihan has earned himself a place in the record books of the New York City Marathon, where he now joins an elite group of people who have completed 15 or more New York City marathons. Over the past number of years, Tommy, originally from the Clada, has completed 20 New York City marathons. What? How did we not know this? That is amazing.
He's a tank. That he's a powerhouse.
That is absolutely amazing. Many of which he participated in to raise funds
when
for local...
When was his last?
This year, I assume.
Oh, really?
For the, he raised money for the heart and stroke charity Cree. He was recently presented with a token of appreciation from Cree at a small reception attended by his family. Furthermore, on this occasion, Tommy received a surprise presentation from an American lady who has been following his efforts over the years, and she arranged for Tommy to be presented with a very rare and old book on Galway's famed Clada.
A rare and old book.
So, I don't know. Nice. I don't know the information about the books, but Tommy... is a real life local hero. That is amazing. 20 New York marathons. I've seen him running out and around Knocknacara, but that is an extraordinary achievement. So congratulations,
Tommy. Does
he live
in Knocknacara?
He does, yeah. He lives near...
Sure, Michael D lives near...
Well,
near,
Michael D lives in Arsenal.
Oh, I know that, yeah. But he has a house there.
He does.
The security camera's all over it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He's like... He's
big
like,
shot.
He's like our own...
He's like our own Nala J. Trump. No more Trump talk. We should actually have on the show our good friend Milo Yiannopoulos. See, because he's dying for. Did he resign or something? Because I was on.
He
YouTube.
Did. They were all of his co-workers were threatening to quit unless they got rid of him. And when neo-fascists want you gone, it means you must have done something really bad.
But do you know the way he was on Bill Maher? I only watched the end of it, but I saw the part that he was on mm-hmm. YouTube. But he was on TV. But why wasn't he at the end when he was? Bill was doing his monologue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have an interview at the start of the show, and then they have a panel with three different people, and then they bring the person who did the interview at the start back at the very end to do a question and answer thing on YouTube. That's just how it works.
But Milo was gone.
But Milo came back. Milo left while Bill was doing all his other stuff, and then Milo came back.
Oh, really?
You must have just watched it in a weird order.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, but the credits came up. Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah.
And then they do another thing on YouTube.
Oh,
it's a okay. Weird. It's a strange structure. Yeah.
Bill, but I is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Who?
Bill Maher.
Bill's a Democrat.
Okay. See, I've only started watching his stuff.
Oh.
I've actually started dabbled in politics a little bit. No.
Well, Bill's a good person to listen to for that. If you want, liberal bias, but I do. All political opinions are welcome on Overseas.
This is so. This music is so. You're cruising down. Broadway.
Yeah.
All the lights. Bam, bam, bam,
the.
Bam,
bam. We haven't really taken advantage of the name Aubergine Surprise over the past few shows. The studio is painted Aubergine.
I never even noticed that. The purple.
Actually, should mention this now. We've only got 5 shows left after this.
When does it end, May?
After Easter, the morning shows all end, so we only have up until Easter. Very sad. We're gonna have to play all the best songs between now and then.
All the best songs on Galway Radio.
Every best tune. All of the greatest.
All of the greatest songs on the radio.
Everyone is saying so.
People say I have small heads, but you should watch me play the piano. I'm a beautiful piano player. I have lots of fads.
8:26. Small public service announcement. If anyone wants some of my magazines that I'm trying to throw out.
Oh no. Oh yeah.
So I have a massive collection of Simpsons comics, which I'm going to try and give to Killian. But I've also got massive collections of SpongeBob SquarePants comics.
What?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, but they're not good.
Oh, they're new.
You won't want them. They're poorly made. The comics are just screenshots from the show with captions.
Oh, that's
they're
bad.
The only good thing about them was the free gifts, and I've lost all of those.
Any of those close-up art things though? They're good.
There's a few. I don't know. I'll give you a few of the best ones. But we've also got a collection of SpongeBob SquarePants Krusty Cards magazines, which are even worse.
Krusty Cards?
Yeah.
Can you explain what they are?
So basically, the Krusty Cards were like trading cards. But every...
Like Top Trumps?
Yeah.
Or like Match
Attacks? No, they're more like Match Attacks, yeah. So I have hundreds of the cards, and I want to keep the cards, but the cards came with magazines with loads of puzzles and stuff, which aren't that good, and I'm going to get rid of those. I also have a collection. This is maybe more applies more to our listeners. I have a collection of about 150 to 200 issues of the New Musical Express dating 2009 to 2012. I don't know what to do with them. There are so many.
Put up a little.
Put them on Done Deal, and I haven't had any responses. So if you want, you can take half of them if you want, and I'll find a source of the other. If you want a collection of like 100-150 issues of NME, they are so heavy, and they are filling up massive black bin bags in my house, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to throw them away because I, you know, they're worth something to somebody. So if you want those, anyone, just get in touch. I am Revolutionary on Twitter or Aubergine Flirt. And I will sort out, because I can't post them, they're too heavy.
It'll cost you a fortune.
Time for more music now here
Musica.
On the show.
Musica!
Coming up after this song, we've got Shane O'Connor and the Chieftains, and then we've got some Young Fathers. But first, it's time for a house classic. This is Lola's Theme. Welcome back.
Yo, what's going on?
I'm not used to this music. It's weird.
Funky radio.
So that was Young Fathers, Rain or Shine on Galway's 101.3 Flirt FM. You can visit flirtfm.ie or get in touch, Flirt FM, on Twitter and Facebook.
The touch of life.
Before that was Shane O'Connor and the Chieftains with whatever it was.
I'm loving this new background music.
Foggy Dew. Before that was Shapeshifter's Lola's Theme. Great song as well.
Damn. Sorry, this music is so distracting. It's so good.
All right.
So you're telling me this Han Solo poster.
Is a photo of the people involved.
Oh, Childish Gambino. That's cool.
So this is this
when is this movie coming out?
Christmas 2018.
Wait, is that what it's called? Han Solo Smuggler.
No. Oh, okay. No. It's called like Han Solo, a Star Wars story.
And who's playing Han Solo?
This fellow.
But
Alden.
The audience don't know who.
Alden Ehrenreich. Yeah. He's an excellent actor. Very charismatic guy. Very handsome guy.
You've talked about him before.
But he doesn't look anything like Harrison Ford.
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
So Woody Harrelson is going to be playing a mentor character. Childish is playing Lando Calrissian.
Of course.
And Emilia Clarke is also in it. And what's her name?
Emilia Clarke will be playing Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Nice. And this furry guy over here, I think, is probably playing Chewbacca.
No.
This one here, I've forgotten her name. She has a BBC sitcom.
So what's your
English actress?
What's your predictions for the movie? What's your?
I have no idea, but I know that this guy doesn't look anything like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but like,
but that's okay.
But yeah, I'm sure
Michael
like,
Fassbender doesn't look like.
I don't
Steve
think any
Jobs.
Of them look like anyone.
Michael Fassbender looks nothing like Steve Jobs, and that's a great film.
It's alright. It's a bit overrated. Yeah, it's a bit overrated.
That's my fault that you thought that. I came out and I was like, good. It was I still love it. I think it's fantastic. I watched it the other day. I was like, oh, it's so great. And
Kate Winslet ruins it, though.
Sort of.
She ruins it.
You went in expecting it to be fantastic. And
no, I wasn't really.
I
didn't like it.
I should have set your expectations so high.
And then you were going on about this like camera, the camera changing.
They shot it in three different.
I didn't
film
notice
formats.
That at all. I didn't notice that at all.
If you look closely,
that's not something I'd notice.
Yeah, if you look closely, you'd have seen it.
This music is so.
It's 8:44 almost in Galway. Beautiful sunny day outside.
Beautiful bright and sunny day.
If it's not sunny,
the flowers are growing. Are you looking forward to spring?
Spring break.
Actually,
we just had our midterm. That basically is spring break.
Is it?
By Irish standards.
Yeah. But it's not spring yet. So. It's February.
Yeah, but if we were in California.
You know, in one of the French teachers' rooms in Endes, the calendar is like, it says, you know, there'd be a picture for each month, like one of those kids' ones. February is like snowy and stuff. So in France, is February like winter, or what's the deal?
Must
there?
Be, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's like a mainland Europe.
I was looking
thing.
At them one day, it's like,
Weird.
Oh.
Anyway, we got about 15 minutes left on the show, which is just time to play you a couple more songs. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that right now. We're going to play you three more songs. They're going to be great.
They're going to be funky. They're going to be groovy. You're going to like them. My name is Mac. These are my boys. Oh, Mac DeMarco is coming to Ireland. Woo!
Yay.
In November. I forget the date, but I'm going.
Yeah.
And he sold out in 30 minutes.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked.
Probably due to us giving him so much exposure.
Yeah. Yeah, probably due to me making you play all the songs.
Exactly.
But yeah, no. There's a lot of like new songs on YouTube now, just because I presume it's like Mac DeMarco boom. Because like every day on YouTube, I'll be on the, because I get recommended things, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And there'd be like a new song, I'd be like, oh, because from previous, from accounts that have released other Mac DeMarco songs, not released, but like shared, yeah, or whatever. But yeah, there's good stuff. There's good stuff. Up and coming artists. Lots of up and coming artists. It's good.
But speaking of artists who are not up and coming, here's some Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is Flirt FM. It is 8:57 a.m. on Monday.
Monday,
that
Metropolis.
That was U2, Electrical Storm. Before that, Family of the Year Hero. Before that, Michael Jackson with Human Nature.
Oh, I just remembered. I got a, I don't know, it wasn't me, but someone in my family, maybe it wasn't. That's loud.
Wow.
But, yeah. But you just, you tried to, like, do something with the, yeah, the sliders and your hand just flopped.
Yeah.
But, no, I got a card before and it was a picture of Bono or something and it was like, happy birthday to you. But it was like, to you. It was the worst.
Oh, that's awful.
It was the worst thing.
There's a teacher we had in school whose Facebook profile picture for the last like 8 years has been a selfie they got with Bono.
Or there's a teacher in our school who's no, I'm not going to say.
No problem.
But yeah.
It's only about exactly 2 minutes left on the show here. Coming up next is The Lion. Now, I've been saying for like 2 months, coming up next, it's The Lion with Circa, Ashley, and Heather. I tune into The Lion last Monday at 9 a.m.
Oh, you're getting mad. You're getting heated.
And who do I hear?
You're getting feisty.
Two male presenters.
Wait, what?
Circa, Ashley, and Heather.
Maybe they were out,
were
maybe
not,
they were out sick.
Maybe they were out sick, but they were not hosting the show on Monday. It maybe was two dudes, and I was like, well, we wouldn't make that assumption about them, but I was like,
well, that's not a bad assumption, is it?
Well, maybe they don't want to. Maybe they don't drink.
Maybe they don't drink water.
But I was just like, what? I've been advertising these three women, and it's two dudes. So apologies to everyone who I misled. It's two dudes.
Oh, yeah.
The show.
That's funny.
It may or may not be them. So it may or may not. But anyway, the Lions come back.
Oh,
they,
the Lions,
they
not
do,
even the name.
They do play good at music, so listen to that. And tomorrow at 8 a.m., you can hear the Tuesday Music Library with Patrick.
No, I'll try. Patrick Sotejic.
You have experience with
Polish
names.
Polish language. Polski Sklep. Anyway, Polski Sklep is a good shop. They have good deals there.
I have not been in there, but it looks like a good shop. We've also discovered that Big Gay Paul's Big Gay Show is no longer on the air. We thought we were, because we're recording on Wednesday, so we thought we might encounter him. But he's not here. His show is no longer on the schedule. I'm very disappointed.
You know, I was looking for it earlier on before we even mentioned that. I was like, where's Big Gay Paul's Big Gay Show?
Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Next Monday, we'll be back. Only 5 shows left, I think, more or less. Next Monday, we'll be back at 8 a.m. You can get in touch at facebook.com/auberginesurprise, twitter.com/aubergineflirt. You can listen back to the show or previous shows. Thank you, Killian. Thanks to executive producer Shane Kelly. Thanks to everyone at Flirt for hosting us this week. And hope you have a really good day and a really good week.
Bone apple teeth.
And congratulations to Moonlight for winning Best Picture at the Academy Awards last night. I have money riding on that. You have any final words?
I was gonna say something rude, but you didn't turn out the thing, so.